Hello and welcome to Dawson Speak. I'm Tracy.
This is Charles.
And we are recording IRL.
Earl.
In real life. I am currently in New York City, sitting next to Charles. This is very odd. We are both staring at the same microphone while we record.
Yeah. I've turned off anything that can make sound in my room, so it's very warm.
And dark. We're just sitting here staring at a microphone. But we're recording a very special episode.
A very special episode.
It's something we're going to be calling Study Hall, because I couldn't think of a better name for it. So here we go. Study Hall.
Study Hall.
We're releasing this also at this, along with our regular release schedule, but you're still going to be getting the episodes as we're viewing / listening to them. But we wanted to record this extra, kind of like an extra
It's a bonus podcast
because we, as you have been listening to on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever podcast platform you listen to your podcast on, there's an intro before every episode right now about where to find us because we had started recording episodes before we started releasing them, like way in advance.
Yes.
Just to figure out if it was something we could do, if we were interested, if Charles ended up hating Dawson's Creek, that just stopped probably. But, and so as we recorded, you know, at this point we recorded like 7 or 8 episodes. Of course, as you're listening to this one, we'll have just released episode 4. So obviously, as we've been releasing episodes, we've been getting feedback from people, both on social media and in person, people we know, Earl. So we wanted to address some of those things because we can't do them pretty much week to week. But by the time we get to season 2, we'll probably be more caught up, just because we'll have the editing down, we'll have the whole process down, it'll be a little bit smoother. But yeah, we wanted to just make a bonus episode of some sort to talk about some of the things that we either left out or just to respond to some people outside of just the social media sphere.
Sphere. Hashtag content.
More content that Tracy has to edit. but we figured being in person in New York is a good time to do it. So at this point, we've released... This is coming out at the same time episode 4 is coming out, which is Discovery. So you'll have heard Pilot.
Dance,
Kiss, Discovery. You'll have heard Charles' love for Anderson, his frustration for Pacey, and both of our frustrations, really, about Dawson as a main character.
You were frustrated with Pacey, too.
Yeah, because I think as you're watching it, and actually one of the things I've noticed, so Dawson's Creek just started re-airing on an Australian channel, because as I've been looking on Twitter at the Dawson's Creek hashtag, I've noticed a lot of people being like, OMG, I can finally start rewatching it, because of course Netflix took Dawson's Creek off its platform years ago, so a lot of people who maybe didn't get to finish watching it are being like, oh, I can finally watch it again, or oh, I can relive my childhood because I've never been able to watch it before. I think as I'm rewatching it and I'm seeing other people being like, dude, this is creepy that he's with this teacher, although there are so many parallels I've read between Dawson's Creek and Riverdale. So we're recording this literally a day before we release it, so it's been pretty fresh. But Riverdale season 1 just ended. I talk actually quite a bit of Riverdale in our Dawson's Creek podcast.
Tracy enjoys Riverdale.
I love Riverdale. But there are a lot of similarities, and obviously Greg Berlanti having created Riverdale and having worked on Dawson's Creek as well, you see a lot of these similarities, particularly when you get to the later seasons of Dawson's Creek, which Charles is not yet on, so I won't spoil anything. But there was this article I was reading that I think I tweeted and shared on Facebook from our podcast account about how Riverdale has been figuring out in season 1 that Archie is not actually the main character, or that's not the character that people really care about, because the second they ended Archie's relationship with the teacher, which he also had a relationship with the teacher, he didn't really have too much depth of a storyline, really, because the show ends up really being more about Jughead, I think, about Jughead and about how people relate to him. And I think in many ways Dawson's Creek was figuring out season 1, and by the time it gets to, I think, season 3, the creators and the writers were like, wait a minute, I don't think the show is about Dawson. And I think we've said this a long time on our podcast, we don't understand why Dawson is the main character, when really, I personally think I gravitate toward rooting more toward Joey.
Yeah, me too. And like, even a bunch of people root more for Pacey than Dawson.
Eventually, yeah. I hope that Charles gets to that point, too. I will say, there have been quite a few people who have tweeted a little bit of, like, Why Charles needs to get on the Pacey train.
Okay, all you Pacey train people, you forgot his first storyline in how he's introduced, because a bunch of people were like, oh, I forgot that this happened to him. And then you shared the TV Guide covers.
Yeah.
Where Pacey's tagline was teacher's pet. Yeah. And it's super creepy.
It is a little bit creepy. About the teacher storyline, actually one thing that my sister brought up to me was, she was like, I can't believe you don't remember the Mary Kay Letourneau case, which I don't. But now that when she told me about it, I looked it up, I was like, oh, this sounds a little familiar. So she was the teacher who famously, like, slept with her 12-year-old student.
Yeah, didn't they get married?
So I pulled up the Wikipedia page. Oh, she was convicted of statutory rape of a 13-year-old boy. She was incarcerated between 1998 and 2004. And she was also impregnated before her first arrest and gave birth to their first daughter while out on bail. They got married in 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because it works once doesn't mean it should work ever.
But then I think they,
Did they divorce?
No, I think they're still together. She had been married before, up until, she was put in jail.
She found a strapping young man on the verge of manhood.
She's very much ripped from the headlines kind of thing, so I guess it does happen, but it's still icky. In my opinion.
Just because it happens doesn't make it any better.
Exactly. So I'll give you that. Yes, that story is very frustrating. But I think, as you'll see, and just, you know, to jump ahead to our later recordings, again, we're on episode 8 of recording the podcast and watching the show. And spoiler alert, Charles does come around. So
I hate Pacey less.
He hates Pacey less, but he will have uttered the words Team Pacey in the course of our recording. So. You know, it's a character growth, and season one, you're going to see a lot of character growth from everyone except for Dawson.
Yeah, Dawson has, like, I'd say this in a future episode, but Dawson starts off as insufferable and, like, nice and naive, and by halfway through the season, he's insufferable and sad. Like, there's no growth. He has no growth whatsoever.
I think it takes a while.
Yeah. By this point, all the other characters have...
Because I think all the other characters are growing in their relationships.
Yeah.
You know, Joey and her interactions with Jen is sort of making her change, and even her own family dynamic changes over the course of season one. I just don't think Dawson's growth related to other people as well have really developed. So maybe you'll see it in a later season. I say as if I've never seen this before. The other thing I want to bring up is the J. Crew ad reference that we talked quite a bit about, someone pointed out that yes, there is a J. They did do a J. Crew ad, the cast of Dawson's Creek in 1998, which we did share when we released our pilot and second episode. We did that all on day one. We released 2 episodes, and yeah, BuzzFeed had done a list of like, or not a list, a post, a rewind post of like, remember when they were in a J. Crew ad? So it was a little nod to that. Gap ad, I don't think they did a Gap ad, but,
I still contend that Anderson makes more sense as a J.Crew ad, and Cliff makes more sense as a Gap ad.
As a Gap ad. I'll say that I told Charles to go to J.Crew earlier today, and his reaction was,
not because I didn't want to go to J.Crew, because I'm not going to buy, like, just a shirt from J.Crew.
He needs a shirt.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, so those are just a couple things that we wanted to address, but... You know, it's been fun seeing the feedback. We are still a growing little podcast, so any feedback is nice, but I'm hoping people are enjoying our conversation, because I think we're enjoying having the conversation.
It's fun, I guess.
Charles is enjoying it. He's just trying to play it cool.
I'm smooth. I'm a Cliff Elliot.
Yeah, he's a Cliff Elliot. That's really it. It's been nice being able to be like, yeah, we're just watching Dawson's Creek. Just talking about Dawson's Creek.
Sometimes when I tell people what I'm doing and why I can't hang out with them, they get very confused.
I can't hang out. I can't play today.
Oh, sorry, I have to watch Dawson's Creek tonight.
You know what? It's very important. Yeah. But, you know, season one, the point we're watching it is almost over. We're, like, more than halfway through it. We've obviously recorded more than halfway through it.
Yeah.
So... Any other thoughts that you have to add about the first 4 episodes that we've released? Any comments?
Episode 4 is Discovery?
Yeah, it was Discovery. I mean, all of our opinions pretty much, I think, still stand in it.
Yeah, I don't think I've had any major revelations up to this point.
Revelations
up to this point. I will in a few episodes.
We might record another one of these study hall things, just because, again, we've, you know, released a bunch to the world before, or we recorded a bunch before we started releasing them.
Sometimes you need to revisit things.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm sure if you and I went back and watched the pilot, I don't know if our opinions would be different than what we said on recording. I mean, again, it'll have been like the fifth or sixth time I've watched it, because I've seen the series before. But yeah, but even then, I'll say on the social media front, Charles is not allowed to run our social media because of spoilers. Because even when I'm searching the Dawson's Creek hashtag, there's so many things where I'm like, oh, I can't show this to Charles, and oh, I hope Charles doesn't see this. I'll go and like a lot of things that are spoilers, and I'm hoping you don't look at it.
I have a hard time looking up GIFs by myself.
But I try really, yeah, if you can't look up GIFs, because there's so many spoilery GIFs. There was one poll about, like, across TV, which was the blank that affected you the most? And there was like a photo that was being tweeted with it. And I saw it shared a bunch. And I didn't want to like it or even touch it just in case like it showed up. Because I noticed on Twitter now, when people that you follow on Twitter like things, it starts showing up in your newsfeed, very Facebook-like. And I'm terrified of liking things now. So I want to like so many things that I've seen, but I'm really scared.
Should I just unfollow our Twitter account?
No, it's fine. It'll be fine. We'll burn through these episodes before you know it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very...
Except we're watching them at the pace at which they were released.
I know, I'm very scared for Charles because I don't want him to... I don't want some of the major things
to... Some of the magic to...
Well, there's some big things that happen, like, especially in, like, the last season that I'm like, I really want you to... I want to get your pure and genuine reaction for when it happens. I don't want you to know about it.
Okay.
And even in season two, and of course things that, I can't say, you know, there's stuff. So yeah, so all of the tweeting and Facebooking for the most part are done by me.
The division of labor on this podcast is very unfair for Tracy.
It's because I'm so scared of spoilers. I really want Charles to watch it with the most virgin of eyes when it comes to Cape Side. So yeah. We are still looking. I don't think we have released this episode yet. No, it would have been Kiss. We're still looking for someone to send us a map of Cape Side.
I'm just going to draw my own map of Cape Side. It's going to be 80% ruins.
We're very confused about how big Cape Side is, where exactly in Massachusetts Cape Side is located. I'm sure we did more of our research and homework. Again, as I say on almost every recording, we were better podcast hosts and more prepared. But yeah, you can send us that link. You can reach us, of course, on Twitter and Facebook, Dawson Speak Pod. Email us at DawsonSpeakPod@gmail.com. And of course, we are on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play,
SoundCloud,
literally every podcast platform, hopefully, you can think of, except for like
Spotify.
We're not on Spotify.
No, yeah, that's my point.
Oh, yeah, we're not on Spotify. We didn't put anything on YouTube, you know. But we're out there. You can reach us.
Google us.
You can find us.
We're Googleable. That's all for me thus far. I'm like trying to keep myself away from as many spoiler things as possible. So I'll see people like throwing mild shade at me for not enjoying Pacey, but they know why I don't enjoy Pacey. And I try not to look into things. I looked up an actress just to see what else they had done, and I mildly spoiled something for myself.
For you Dawson's Creek fans, it was Abby Morgan. Charles didn't completely spoil Abby's storyline.
All I know is something happens to her.
Yeah, and he immediately X'd out, but yeah, Charles is very scared.
Pacey's interested. Does he fall in love with Abby? That's great.
We can't. We need to all collectively agree to all observe Charles's journey as he grows. And matures along with the Cape Side crew.
I'm the control group in a very specific social experiment.
Yes. So we need to all root for Charles here as he learns to love some of these characters, and Pacey is one of them. I love Pacey, for the record. I'm frustrated with Pacey's storyline more than I am frustrated with Pacey himself. I think this is part of the show trying to figure out that, oh, this isn't actually about Dawson. Who are the characters that people actually care about? I personally think it's the characters that are growing, and it is people like Joey, it is people like Pacey.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to the midpoint of the season, you'll have seen more growth from those characters than you will have of like Dawson, for instance. And so that way, people probably start reacting differently. Now, of course, when Dawson's Creek first aired, it was before social media.
Yeah.
So I wonder how the show would be different if there was social media. And I think you kind of see that in Riverdale, because the creators and the network can immediately see, oh, who are the characters that people love, which is the relationship that people love, and they kind of jump straight into it because it's like, oh, it's the Jughead and Betty relationship, and that was something that was always in the back of the creator's mind anyways, because it was always in the back of the Archie comics series, which I defend. That is a relationship that has been, seeds have been planted for it, but I think
Jughead and Betty have such a good ship name.
Bughead.
No, I was thinking Jetty, which is an actual word.
No, it's
word.
Bughead.
It's an actual word for a boat, so I'm going to call it Jetty.
It's Bughead.
Okay.
It's Bughead.
That's a pretty good ship name, too.
What were the ship names you came up with for...
The Poey.
Oh, yeah.
The G, the J-E-E-Y, Jen and Joey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The J, how do you
Charles was trying to come up with ship names for random pairings.
The
so.
Good Ship Poey.
Good Ship Poey.
And USS J.
So if, yeah. Charles is getting to the point in the season where relationships may or may not be forming, and he's very confused. Just like the 15-year-olds that we're watching.
Oh my god.
On Dawson's Creek. Yeah, but I wonder if had Twitter existed when Dawson's Creek was airing,
it probably would have gotten in their groove much faster.
Yeah, I feel like they wouldn't have dragged out the Pacey Tamara storyline as much. And maybe they only did because it was so ripped from the headlines and it was
yeah.
Everyone was talking about. So they're like, oh, how can we write this current event into our show in a way that like doesn't have as twisted of an ending, of course, but like how do they write it in? And just things like that. But yeah, I wonder. I mean, I guess the experience of live tweeting a show like this, and people have to watch it right away. Whereas, I guess back in the day, you know, if I would record something off of my VCR, I'd want to watch it right away. So, yeah. Anything else?
No, that's all from me.
I will say, we're watching wise. Charles and I are on like episode 8 or 9 right now of 13 of season 1. How are you feeling about the show?
I have grown to like it more as I've watched it.
That's such a non-committed answer.
It's fun. It's fun. I enjoy some of the characters. I hate other characters. But it makes me feel feelings. And what more can you ask for in life?
It's feel feelings. You've not watched a lot of these kinds of shows.
Clueless. Seventh Heaven.
Not the same. Not the same. You have not watched a lot of these shows.
No, this is my like first time I've regularly watched a soapy teen drama.
So you're getting into it.
Yeah, I don't know how many other soapy teen.
Charles, dramas is, I will say Charles is much more invested than I thought he was going to be. He created a Spotify playlist, so y'all can go follow that if you want to plug your.
The music in the show is good.
Although, did we ever establish, so we talked about the theme song, of course, being, like,
yes.
They obviously replaced it for the streaming versions and for the DVD versions because of licensing. And I've seen some people tweeting about how, like, they replaced a lot of the music for when they re-air it on Freeform and other, you know, country networks that are airing it right now because, you know,
they didn't license it originally.
So I'm wondering if the music we're hearing as we're watching it right now is still the music that was back in the day.
Well, I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised to find out some of it's changed.
Yeah.
Just because, like, they didn't know the internet was going to be a thing when they licensed those things.
Or that it was going to be re-airing in syndication.
Yeah.
Like, a decade after it goes off air or whatever.
Yeah. But, like, then, I'm sure a lot of, like, the big music set pieces are the same. Like, the R.E.M. song... It's not Losing My Religion. End of the World. Like, that has to be the same song. Because, like, that's an expensive license to get, I'm sure. And it fits so well. The Savage Garden song that...
Was in episode 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, anyways, Charles, plug your playlist.
Yeah, if you, I don't know what the best way to find it is.
We've tweeted it.
Yeah, we've tweeted it. I'm collecting the, in my opinion, the best songs from the season. Currently up through episode 9, I believe. There's like 13 tracks on there right now.
It's on Spotify.
Yes, if you search for Dawson Speak Podcast, Dawson's Creek Best Music, you should be able to find it.
But we have tweeted a link straight to the podcast, I mean to the Spotify playlist as well. We'll probably share it again. We usually try to share it on hashtag Music Monday.
Hashtag Music Monday.
Yeah.
It's another reason I think much of the music is the same. Is when I added all those songs to the playlist, it kept recommending me more like 90s and 80s songs. So I'm assuming they weren't sourced like recently.
Yeah.
I found some great artists that I'm going to try to open this playlist without playing it. Meredith Brooks, Sophie Zelmani. I don't think they're active anymore. But I enjoyed them. Susanna Hoffs, especially. This is a great playlist. Yeah, they licensed a third of a Blink-182 song, which is ridiculous to me. High school for these kids seems so different from my high school.
I feel like high schools and TV shows are always different, though.
Yeah.
They're never going to be like your high school experience. Although, I don't know. I'm really curious. Is there anyone out there who like has watched a high school, a show or a movie set in a high school and been like, yes, that is my exact experience? Because I feel like, no, and obviously things are fictionalized for a reason.
My hair was a lot worse. I was gonna say I dressed much worse, but
we gotta talk this about is the an 80s show we're
talking about here.
Not 80s, it was 90s. Pacey and his oversized prints.
One of his shirts, it was like straight up a trapezoid off his, hanging off his body.
Yeah, some of the fashion is questionable. I will say though, this is one of my biggest criticisms about. I guess it doesn't make for good television or anything. TV shows that are set in high school rarely you see high schooling actually happen. Like even in Riverdale, I cannot remember the last time I saw them in a class. Like in Dawson's Creek, you obviously have Dawson in film class for like 2 episodes.
There was time that Joey gave that
presentation. Yeah, in detention. I mean, in the detention episode. Yeah. And Jen also was sitting in a class. But for being in high school, there's not a lot of high schooling, which is obviously not the important part of the show, and it would not make for good TV. But, like,
it can work sometimes. Like, Boy Meets World.
But that was a different kind of show.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pack as much. But even then, you really only saw Boy Meets World in one class. It was Mr. Feeny's class.
Yeah,
which was always very ambiguous about what the class actually was. Girl Meets World, you know, it's history, so you do get more of a story there. But, like, I was always really confused about was it English? Was it history? Was it... Yeah.
Just a general class that everyone took where Mr. Feeny inspired you.
And he taught you everything. And of course, you followed him to college. So, anyways, I will save that for our Boy Meets World podcast.
Yeah.
Boy Meets Podcast. That's basically Charles' life. Boy Meets Podcast. Boy Meets Dawson's Creek. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to do our plugs again. You can follow us on the interwebs, Dawson Speak Pod. You can email us, DawsonSpeakPod@gmail.com. Hopefully this makes you all feel better about Charles' relationship with Pacey, because this changed.
I don't hate Pacey forever.
Develops and grows like any good relationship.
But I bet all of you who love Pacey forgot what he was like the first 4 episodes.
Yeah. So there's just a couple things. If there's anything else we want to address, again, we'll probably do another one of these. And we will probably also still be interacting with y'all on the social medias.
Please don't tweet spoilers at me.
Please don't tweet spoilers at Charles, because he's very scared of the internet, and we work on the internet for a living, so it's very difficult for us to distract ourselves.
Yeah.
But sometimes GIFs and screen grabs come up, and I get very nervous because I don't want Charles to see them. And we're not normally in the same city, so I can't be like, avert your eyes and tackle him. So, yes, please don't spoil anything for Charles, because I want to get his pure reactions.
Pacey's a vampire. Dawson kills Joey.
Those are Charles' predictions.
There are zombies. Sabrina's there.
They're all zombies. This is actually, that's a big spoiler. They're all zombies. Oh. Anyways. Alright, well, talk to us. Well, talk to me at least. And we'll catch you next week as we continue season one of Dawson's Creek.
Next week on Dawson's Speak.